5 days before a midterm election, the media is full of political news involving candidates, virtually all of them either Democrats or Republicans. In reality, of course, the political landscape is more diverse. On Tuesday, Michigan voters will, for example, face at least 5 choices for governor, including little-known candidates from the Libertarian, Green, and U.S. Taxpayers parties. What makes a candidate pursue public office under the banner of a third party? What political beliefs do these third-party candidates have? Well, to help us answer those questions, we welcome 3 candidates for office, not one of whom is running as a Democrat or a Republican. Will Tyler White is a Libertarian candidate for the U.S. Congress from Bath, which is part of the 4th Congressional District. Welcome, Will. Mark McFarland is on the phone with us from up in Bay County. Mark is a candidate for governor of Michigan under the banner of the U.S. Taxpayers Party. Welcome, Mark McFarland.
Thank you.
And Terry Link is here as well. Terry's a Green Party candidate for the MSU trustees. He hails from Langsburg. Terry, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
And I'd like to hear from each of you briefly, please, on your histories, if any, with the 2 major parties. And I apologize in advance for the tone of some of these questions, which make me sound like a member of the House Un-American Activities Committee. But but Terry Link, let's start with you. Were you or have you ever been a member of the Democratic or Republican parties?
Yes, I have been. I was actually elected as a Democratic candidate for the Clinton County Commission a number of years ago.
But this time around, you're running for MSU trustees as a Green Party candidate. What's been your affiliation with the Green Party candidate with the Green Party over the years?
Well, I got interested in the Green Party in the early 90s when I was doing some research on deliberative and democratic decision-making and interested in the way the Greens did that. And I did some research at the National Clearinghouse of the Greens in Kansas City, looking at all of the examples of all the bylaws of all the local Green groups in the United States. And I became aware at that time that the Green Party was more than just ecology, and they actually have 10 core values, and they include grassroots democracy, social justice, ecological wisdom, nonviolence, decentralization, community-based economics, feminism, future-focused diversity, personal global responsibility, all of which align well with how I look at the world. And So it was an easy step. The next thing was that I helped get the Green Party on the ballot by collecting signatures right here on campus in the late 1990s.
Mark McFarland, what about you? Were you ever active as a Democrat or a Republican?
Yes, I was a member of the Democratic Party. I had run for county executive here in Bay County in 2008 and 2012. And now in 2004, I had run as a Republican. So I have experience with both parties. And what my thoughts are is that the Democratic Party is extreme liberal in the state. And the Republican Party is becoming much more liberal. And so the U.S. Taxpayers Party has been a very good fit. I haven't been associated with them long. It was just in the early part of this year that I had joined with that party.
Okay. And Will White, what about you?
Well, I've been a member of many parties. In fact, still am a member of the Republican, Democrat, Green, and Libertarian Party.
You're a member of all of those parties?
Yeah, I'm a kind of a political hybrid, a Republican Democratarian.
And have you always had that orientation?
No, I was pretty disgusted with politics in the 60s and 70s, growing up as idealistic, as most kids do, singing in the church choir and learning what government is supposed to be doing, and then the Democratic Convention, the Vietnam War, really turned me off. But then I started going to conventions again, Democrat, Republican, and I got friends in all the parties. They all have some good ideas, but the Libertarians are the closest to the original Founding Fathers' envision of liberty and following the Constitution.
We heard a little bit from Terry Link as to why the Green Party appeals to you so much. Let's go back to you, Mark McFarland. Tell us more about the U.S. Taxpayers Party and why that appeals to you, why you're running under that banner.
Well, they're an ultra-conservative party. When you take a look at the social issues such as marriage, and you look at the pro-life issue, you look at immigration, you look at these issues, they all match up with our platform for governor. And so on social issues, now on some of our issues, we're advocating the legalization of marijuana and also the cultivation of hemp and also expansion of open carry of handguns. Now on those issues, the party, as far as the marijuana issue, they're kind of soft on it, which is good, which, you know, they are in agreement with me. If you look at their platform, they're against all illicit drugs. But when it comes to marijuana, they've given me the leniency with that area.
We're talking with Michigan third party candidates whose names you will see on ballots next Tuesday. Will White is a Libertarian candidate for Congress. For Michigan's 4th District, Mark McFarland, you just heard from, is the U.S. Taxpayers Party candidate for governor. Terry Link is a Green Party candidate for MSU trustees. Will, what do you say to people who say, you know, I really like what you're saying, but it's a wasted vote?
Well, the only wasted vote is a vote not cast. And really, if you're voting for Republicans and Democrats, you're voting for the status quo, politics as usual, corporate special interests running the country. So the majority of people nationwide want a third party, and the only way we're going to get that is to vote for them and put them in office.
Terry, it would seem like that there might be room on the MSU Board of Trustees for a third party. Do you think party affiliation is less important at a public university board than governor, for example?
Well, I think what's important are a range of ideas, and nowhere should that be broader than an institution of higher education. This is where we pursue knowledge, understanding, truth, whatever we want to call it, and having a wide range of ways to think about that are to me, essential. And so the party label doesn't matter so much. You know, what's different about the minor parties, all three of them represented here, is we're a party of ideas.
Right.
And you listen to the Democrats and Republicans right now, they're just really just bashing the other side. There's no new ideas coming out from either side that I've heard in any race that I'm hearing. And partly that's the approach that they're using to try to win. Whereas I think a lot of the things that we take for granted, the 40-hour work week, was not an idea that came from a major party.
But to cut to the chase, Will White and Mark McFarland, you're not in this to win it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You're not expecting, realistically, to be elected, are you, Will?
Sure, there's a good chance I could be. There's a lot of discontent with the major parties. I've done a lot of campaigning around the district and run newspaper ads. You won't see any TV ads from my candidacy, though, because I don't take corporate money. I don't spend that kind of money. People are turned off by ads. And in fact, that's one way, if you want to get big money out of politics, stop voting for the guys that take all that big money. And if you see a lot of TV ads, you can guarantee they're taking big corporate dollars. So,
okay. Well, Mark McFarland, are you in this to win it too?
Well, certainly you get into a race to win it. But, you know, the fix is in. The media, you know, I want to thank you, but the media, there's been a blackout on the third parties. And there's a reason for that, is that the two major parties certainly don't want any type of competition. That's why in Mr. Schauer and Mr. Snyder's debate, they didn't invite the third parties, yet we had a debate with three parties and for governor, and they were invited, but didn't show up.
Mark, what do you say to people who come up to you and say, I like what you're saying, but it's a wasted vote to vote for a third party candidate?
Well, we have a perfect situation here. I just looked at the Detroit Free Press, and they're saying that, according to the polls, after you figure out the numbers, we're looking at a 46% right now between Mr. Schauer and Snyder. So the three parties, Libertarian, Green, and U.S. Taxpayers Party, we could determine who wins this election.
Either
so
or
when people cast their vote, and they're voting their conscience, that's what they should do, we could determine this election.
Either of you agree here in the studio, Will and Terry?
Oh, yeah, I agree. Every time I give a speech, I tell people to vote your conscience, vote intelligently, do the research. Don't hit that straight ticket ballot because you don't even know who you're voting for down the ticket. There's a convicted felon and sexual convict running for state representative, and people don't even know who he is. They're going to be voting for him. So I personally think that should be illegal to have a straight ticket voting. If you don't know who you're voting for, you shouldn't even be voting.
Terry, what about the 14% of voters that Mark McFarland just alluded to? How much influence might they have in this election?
Well, everybody has an influence in the election, and you know, we're going to expecting less than 50% of the eligible voters to turn out. I mean, this is what happens in off-year elections, and so you know, it's those people who maybe decide at the last moment, well, something gets their ire up that they're going to actually show up will make a difference. So, I mean, think of it. 50% of the people are not voting. So whoever wins is getting way less than 50% of the population to support them.
Yeah, if everybody that didn't vote voted for a third-party candidate, we'd be in office right now.
Interesting point. We're talking with Michigan third-party candidates Will White, Mark McFarland, and Terry Link. Let's play a little fantasy game here and imagine that the United States has a majority of voters who are registered as members of the party you are running under. Terry Link, in your case, that would mean a majority of voters in this country are members of the Green Party and adhere to basic Green Party, some number of Green Party principles. How would the country be different in your view?
Well, there'd be a whole lot less inequality than there is right now. There would be more opportunity.
How would there be less inequality? How would that play out?
Well, because I think we would change the tax structure so that we wouldn't allow the great accumulation of wealth that's occurred in the last 30 years since we've taken away progressive income tax and allowed wealth to concentrate in fewer and fewer hands, which leads to the buying of elections and the buying of the ads that Will was just mentioning about. We'd also be more inclined to, you know, not be all over the world with our military forces, assuming that every threat that exists everywhere is we have to be involved in. We'd be involved collectively with the human family and trying to figure these out as opposed to trying to go it alone. Two examples.
For maximum contrast, let's go to Mark McFarland. Mark, if a majority of voters in the country were affiliated with the U.S. Taxpayers Party, how would the country be different?
Well, first of all, we'd have tighter immigration. I think like Mr. Reagan had spoke that if you can't control your borders, you no longer have a country. So the immigration would be very tight. If you want to become an American, you would do it through.
Sorry, you said we would have tighter immigration, not higher immigration, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we would
okay.
have yes tighter immigration. You know, Mr. Reagan talked about it. You can't control your borders. If you can't control them, you don't have a country. You no longer have a country. So immigration would be tighter. I think that what we would have too is that the states would be exercising the 10th Amendment, and there would be a pushback against the federal government. So we, on issues such as marijuana, states would decide these issues. On issues such as marriage, the states would decide these issues. And issues such as abortion, states would decide these issues.
So the 10th Amendment is powers that don't accrue to the federal government, accrue to the states?
Do we, exactly.
Just so we're clear on that. Okay.
Right.
Will White, what about you? If a majority of registered voters in this country were libertarians, how would the country look differently?
Well, I think a lot of them are already, but don't realize it. But even if you have a majority, you have to work with the minority. That's the republic system. You have to respect the minority opinion. And there wouldn't be an immediate change. It would be a gradual, but you'd end up with less government, less taxation, and a lot of the same things that the U.S. taxpayer and Green parties advocate. More freedom is the main thing. More state control, shrink the federal government. It's doing a lot of things that it's not constitutionally mandated to do. For example, education. That should be state and local. There's no reason for bureaucrats in Washington to tell you how to raise your kids.
So. Terry, I want to talk about your candidacy for MSU trustees. If did affiliating yourself with the Green Party raise any doubts at all about your electability, or were you tempted to run as a Democrat?
Well, clearly I could have run as a Democrat, though the two incumbents were Democrats, so that battle uphill at a convention is pretty tough. But I think my ideas align more closely with the positive approach of the Greens. And I, you know, I think I can win. I'm in this to win. I mean, I have 30 years experience at MSU. I'm well known in this community for my involvement outside of as elected official. I was head of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. I've been involved in many nonprofit organizations, and I think the ideas that I bring are important. Whether I get elected is almost secondary to if the ideas get discussed that we're trying to bring to the table.
I did offer each of you a little bit of time here to explain what you would do if you were elected here. Mark McFarlane, tell us about your candidacy and why you want to be governor.
Well, first of all, if I become governor, the first thing I would do is I would move the legislature to legalize cannabis and cultivate hemp. We would also tell the Big Three, GM, Ford, Chrysler, to come back to Michigan. If they don't have the will to do that, we would bring companies here that would. I also would shrink state government. I would make it smaller by using the Organization Act of 1965. It gave the governor sweeping powers to consolidate state the units of government that he is under, the departments.
Okay,
consolidate or abolish them.
We're running a little bit short on time. Will White, what about you?
Some of the same things the other fellow said, shrink the government, get back to state rights. The only promise I'm going to make is do my best to follow the Constitution and protect personal liberties, which is what the Constitution's for. Bring some of the troops home from the 150 countries that a lot of them are absolutely no threat, and it's just a waste of taxpayer dollars.
And Terry, tell us a little bit more about your agenda if you're successful.
Well, I focus on the public good. MSU is a land-grant institution formed by the citizens of Michigan before the land-grant situation. We'd have to manage cost. We'd have to enhance access for Michigan folks while inviting the other populations to come. And I would reinvest our endowment money and purposely put it into Michigan-based firms and Michigan-based communities. Not all of it, of course, but a portion of it intentionally, since 76% of the students at Michigan State come from families in Michigan.
I want to thank all three of our guests. All of them are members of parties or running for office under party banners that are none of which are Democratic or Republican. Will White is a Libertarian candidate for Congress for Michigan's 4th District. Mark McFarlane, thank you, from the U.S. Taxpayers Party. He is a candidate for governor. And Terry Link is a Green Party candidate for MSU trustees. Good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.